Maybe we should all... Wait a minute, we already...
208 students are chattering away in the Amandier Theater in Nanterre, just outside of Paris. They are here to attend the event Make It Work.
Despite the fact that you are here representing state and non-state actors, you must remember you are also here as individuals dealing with complex issues and interests.
Jennifer Ching is one of the student organizers and served as the president for the weekend, presiding over the debates.
This is an initiative formed around the idea, well, let's make it work. Let's make this agreement happening in 2015 ambitious, and let's make something happen in terms of climate change.
For each major and unique ecosystem with specific competencies to address...
The public was invited to observe from a balcony overlooking the black box studio where the main negotiations took place. Like actual live theater, the simulation required a suspension of disbelief.
The king of Morocco.
The roll call didn't just list national delegations like France, Germany, and the United States. For the very first time in political negotiations, the experiment gave representation to non-state entities like soil, oceans, and the atmosphere.
Are you oceans?
Yes.
Okay. So did you submit this?
Yes, we submitted this.
Okay, so we were wondering, with soil, atmosphere, maybe forests in Sahara?
Scott Hamilton, representing the polar regions at the debates, is a PhD candidate at the London School of Economics, where he also teaches international political theory. He said giving a voice to non-states is an innovative way to shift political debate.
It's entirely new in the sense that when we read about climate negotiations in the paper, you typically hear about, well, the U.S. says this to China, and so you have states going back versus states. So here it's an entirely new dialogue where instead of having U.S. versus China, it might be U.S. debating the ocean. Instead of China discussing things with Japan, it's China discussing things with the atmosphere. So you have an entirely new way to represent politics along different kind of measures of sovereignty that we've never seen before.
In December, officials will work to draft an agreement that aims to keep global warming under a 2-degree increase by radically reducing emissions by 2050.
All right, are there any parties who oppose passing this article? All right, congratulations, this article has been passed.
Using the formal UN language of motions and proposals, students assume their roles as climate change conference delegates striving for this same goal.
I will repeat this one more time and go on to the next one. By 2050, the global energy mix shall have very low GHG emissions.
Student Thekle Anastasiou's diminutive stature belies her booming voice and power to command attention. The passionate debate, she said, is proof they're up for finding new ways to solve this problem.
This is the next generation, and they want to solve this problem. These students here, they have not polluted the planet. They have not caused climate change. They have not caused the rise of the sea levels or the rise of the temperature. But they're here, and they are willing to do anything they can to help with this cause to solve this problem.
Students quickly realized idealism and enthusiasm aren't enough to reach an agreement. They also experienced just how difficult negotiations can be. One of the biggest conflicts was how much each country would contribute to financing programs and initiatives.
No, you can't.
The simulation itself became a living, evolving piece of improv theater with unexpected scene changes and dramatic emotion. At the height of frustration on day three, the president had everyone sit on the grass while she implored them to fight their waning interest and continue. Before she finished her motivational speech, however, she choked up mid-pep talk and had to pass the microphone to the vice president. French sociologist Bruno Latour, a professor at Sciences Po in Paris who came up with the concept for Make It Work, admits the exercise probably won't affect official talks. But he says the simulation served as both good practice for students heading into the workforce and as a rehearsal for media covering the December summit.
It's very important for the media, because none of the media, I think, were aware of the interest or importance of the COP, the real COP, the one in that will happen in December. And in that sense, it's very, very, very important that we have a way to rehearse, so to speak, alternative ways of thinking about the real COP. But it will certainly change the way the media, French media at least, will understand how to register the novelty and the importance of a COP, which is the frame as climate, diplomacy.
Forty-five minutes after the Sunday evening deadline, with more than 50 hours of debate behind them, the delegations finally reached an accord.
Well, I guess we finally made it work.
But whether or not the actual climate negotiators will be able to tackle the planet's problems in a similar way remains to be seen. For now, though, as the student conference closes, we'll just have to wait until the real 21st conference of the parties for the Paris Climate Conference in December to see whether the old adage is true and if life can actually imitate art. Jake Saganero, DW, Nanterre.